1620-94.5 WTAW. Here are comments from the March 9th, 2023 College Station City Council meeting. This is when the council approved their participation in a joint purchase of an armored vehicle that will be shared by the cities of College Station and Bryan, Brazos County, and Texas A&M. A couple of council members with questions of Police Chief Billy Couch. First, comments and a question from Councilwoman Elizabeth Kuna.
Chief Couch, I am just mostly excited that you've got this on the agenda tonight. I think it's a good example of sharing an expensive resource with the city of Bryan and the county. I noticed that it was not already budgeted for this year, and I'm just wondering, did it just pop up, or what was the circumstance on that?
No, it is something we've been working on for 6 to 8 months with those other entities, of trying to get to an agreement to where we could move forward with an ILA. All the agencies have come together on the agreement, but currently, yes, it wouldn't be a budgeted item in the PD budget. It would have to come out of the surplus in the general fund.
Next, question to College Station Police Chief Billy Couch from City Councilman Bob Yancey.
Chief, how will that vehicle be branded? Will it be co-branded, or will it be City of College Station? How will it appear?
It would probably be more of a covert vehicle. It probably wouldn't maintain a brand of any kind, but it would be of equal use.
The interlocal agreement describes the custom tactical armored vehicle would be used by special operations units and tactical teams in response to active shooter scenarios, barricaded suspects, response and rescue, and high-risk warrant service. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.